Missouri has its share of quirky museums, dedicated to everything from antique cars to osteopathy. But funding them can be hard. KBIA's Hannah Haynes visited several to explore how niche interest museums keep their doors open.
Driving along Interstate 44, you'll see signs advertising the Vacuum Cleaner Museum and Factory Outlet in St. James. Pull off and stop by. Open the door, and you'll see vacuums, and vacuums, and vacuums, and vacuums. You'll probably meet the museum's curator and self-proclaimed vacuum expert, Tom Gasco.
Everybody wants to stop and see what the heck is a vacuum cleaner museum.
The museum is a curiosity, and it's one of dozens throughout the state that are the result of a person's or a company's passion. Those museums often have trouble keeping their doors open. There is not, as it turns out, an overwhelming number of people who want to visit Lila's Hair Museum in Independence or the Museum of Osteopathic Medicine in Kirksville. The Vacuum Museum doesn't have memberships or charge admission. It has a more reliable funding source, the Tacony Corporation, which makes vacuum cleaners on the floors above the museum.
The bills for the lights, for the upkeep, for my salary, that's all paid by the corporation.
Many museums can't rely on this consistent support. Just a few hours away in Fulton, the National Churchill Museum memorializes Churchill's famous Iron Curtain speech.
Let us, therefore, brace ourselves to our duties.
The curator, Timothy Riley, says the museum relies on community donations to keep going.
I think there have been some challenges in the last 8 years or so economically in this country, where all organizations, whether they're nonprofits, museums, arts organizations, have to be extra vigilant in seeking funds and making their case.
The Pettis County Museum in Sedalia, Missouri is struggling to do just that. The president of the Pettis County Historical Society, Rhonda Chalfant, says funding from membership fees and community donations isn't enough to stay open.
We do not want it to close. We are exploring some possibilities for being able to raise the money that would allow us to stay open.
Mary Ellen Lohman is a spokesperson for the State Historical Society of Missouri. She says museums without dedicated funding can only survive by making a strong case for their cause to convince people to donate and volunteer.
Being able to keep the lights on and the doors open and staff there to really ensure that the people you want coming in can have access. None of that can happen without the staffing and those important sources of revenue to keep the doors open.
Back in St. James, Gasco is showing off his favorite vacuum cleaner, a black and chrome Airway model from the 1920s that also doubled as a hairdryer.
So you pull the vacuum backwards. That's what the wheels are for behind the motor. So you tip it on its wheels to the edge of the rug, and then you pull it toward you, which is why
he doesn't have to worry about funding. So he can concentrate on how to get visitors and on having very, very clean floors. With producers Marley Baldridge, Drew Matthew, and Kat Kwa, Hannah Haynes, KBIA News.
To learn more about some of the region's niche interest museums, please visit kbia.org. That's all for this week's Off the Clock. I'm Chris Matthews. Have a great weekend. Mm-hmm.